in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we have before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king. With lots of money and things. When you're broke, go and get a loan. Take out another mortgage on your home. Consolidate so you can afford to go and spend some money.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, and if you've tuned into this program, then obviously you know it's Cash Flow. I'm John Stadtmiller.
And I'm James Martinez in California. Hello, everybody. Happy Martin Luther King Day to you. To everybody out there listening, welcome aboard. How you doing, John?
To most people, it's just a day off. But to our scheduled guest today, it's a little bit different.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. This is a really important day. This is one of the first times this woman has spoken publicly on the radio. And what I wanted to do is go ahead and read everybody her bio. This is going to be a big day for everybody here. And I wanted to make sure that she got on. Her name is Alexia Norton Jones. She was born into the civil rights movement from 1959 through 1968. Hello, Alexia. How are you? And her father, Clarence B. Jones, was primarily counsel and draft speechwriter. Hello.
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead.
She was a draft speechwriter for slain civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Alexia is also the granddaughter of Mary Dowes Hart Norton and William Warden Norton, whom together founded the prestigious publishing house W.W. Norton & Company, now America's leading independent, entirely employee-owned book publishers. In 1963, her father drafted the 7 paragraphs of Dr. King's speech, I Have a Dream. Before history was made, Dr. King went off and texted and changed the nation and the world with 3 simple words, I have a dream, as we've all heard. In 2005, W.W. Norton & Company was chosen by the 9/11 Commission as the publishing house with the most integrity to publish the authorized commission report of the attacks on 9/11. As Norton has remained entirely independent of corporate affiliations, Alexia is now only related in name to the company at this time, but remains close to their intent and purpose and remains honored by their continued work in her grandfather's name. Alexia's great-great-grandfather, David Dowes, the Raid Road magnate banker, was one of 12 bankers who gave monies to the John D. Rockefeller in creating what would become America's leading financial and business dynasties. Her stepfather, Daniel Crana DeLong, was treasurer of the World Bank from 1946 to 1955 and financial advisor to South Africa's President Heinrich Warnauer, one of the architects of apartheid. Her family is one of the very few families in history to have the civil rights movement and the apartheid system of South Africa coverage in one single moment. In one family. And finally, her great uncle, Christian Archibald Herter, was governor of Massachusetts before he became Secretary of State under Eisenhower, not a noted proponent of civil rights. Alexia is perhaps most moved by her paternal grandparents, Goldsboro and Mary Jones, who worked as domestic servants and literally came up from slavery. It is these humble roots that Alexia stays grounded and perhaps feels the most quiet dignity as she looks out at the world today. The T. Booker of Booker T. Washington, the same slave name of our own family bears. We'll be back with her and more right after this break.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We are back. James, if you would, make introductions, please.
Alexia, I'm so glad you came on the air. I want to thank you very much, and both John and I are appreciative of you taking the time to come out and say hello to us. Hello, are you there?
Yes, and thank you so much for asking me. And I was listening to the advertisements, and I think they are wonderful.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Wonderful supporters.
Hey, I wanted to, I know that when I spoke to you originally, when I first started talking to you about coming on the air, you were very frank and very upfront and straightforward about the banking industry in the U.S. You were upfront about what you had to go through in the civil rights movement, freedom right now, the election, everybody is watching, and I think freedom right now is one of the most important things that Americans and all of us are fighting for right now, and I wanted you to come on and say your piece.
Well, you, as you well know, we are not free. I think what inspired me most to come on to the show, James, was how you spoke about how cash is, you know, money has become obsolete. You know, back in the days, you know, we always would say cash is king. It's interesting that on a day like today, I would be saying cash is king. But I think one of the things that worries me is that we are sold this notion that we are only as good as our FICO score.
And
we are, we've really been sold, a bill of goods while we've outsourced everything to every other country that basically owns us. And
that's right.
And it seriously worries me. As much as, you know, growing up through the civil rights movement and seeing the challenges that face the country, you know, the greatest challenges aside from continued racism, as I'm being very frank with you, I call Los Angeles oftentimes sunny racist LA, but we have really even bigger issues, which is really what is going to happen to America. I mean, we won't even have opportunity to fight about race if nobody has a job, nobody has health insurance. And when I read about these foreclosures and what is what happened in the lending industry and the fact that people are committing suicide and, you know, and fratricide, I mean, just killing their families and over money, when in fact it's part of it is illusory. You know, I don't believe that if you have $50,000 in credit, it makes you any more valuable a person than if you have $50 in your pocket. You know, the definition of wealth is not based upon what you spend, but what you save. And so our country is always telling us, you know, if we got to get this impetus going, we got to get the economy going, get out there and spend. But the crisis has been that everybody is out there spending and they don't have anything.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I know John and I have spent a lot of time talking to people about the relationship they have personally with their own finances, as well as with what it really means to have a credit report, what it really means with the Federal Reserve, and what it really means is why we're the biggest debtor nation in the world. And we're getting ready to have an election. We are in serious, serious economic trouble. I know John and I have spoken about that for a long time. When we initiated this show, it was about primarily the credit card industry and how it's bled through and destroyed people's lives. And the people that are responsible for that, what has happened to regular people all over the U.S., it's been tragic. And we're trying to educate people.
Well, there are two things. One of the things I had mentioned to you before I decided to come on was, you know, I live in Santa Monica, California. You know, I live, you know, there's a place called the Promenade that some people don't know. It's a major shopping. You know, in other countries, they would call it a pedestrian street, you know. And one of the things that I watch is I look at these at people of all ages who really are not of means. I'm not talking about the Tony Beverly Hills crowd, you know, dropping money at Hermes, that kind of thing. I'm talking about low-income, middle-income people, but predominantly lower middle-income people. So you just see them walking down the street with shopping bags full of stuff, and I'm wondering to myself, I doubt that they have, and I'm not saying that I'm wealthy, but I'm saying I doubt they have even the modest income that I have, and yet they're shopping up the storm, and I'm wondering, how are they doing this?
And how are they surviving,
Well, yeah, no, do they have health insurance?
Probably not.
Do they have car insurance? Are they taking care of their basic needs, or have they just been sold this lie about you need to appropriate, you need to constantly buy stuff in order to be okay?
Well,
and then the only other thing is, and as you know, this is one of the things that gets in my craw, is, you know, most Americans, I really believe that Americans really need to understand the Federal Reserve is a private company. And, you know, this whole notion that, like, when Alan Greenspan spoke, or now this new president whose name I can't ever
say. Mr. Bernanke.
Say again?
Mr. Bernanke.
You know, for years, it's like, oh, if Alan Greenspan, last year I remember, even though he was no longer chairman of the Federal Reserve, that when he spoke in a foreign country, I think it was in Asia, I think in China, it was like, it was a domino effect that went from China through Europe, and then ended up here, and we had like our worst drop in the of the Dow Jones in a very long time, and it's continued to be like that. And the thing is, the Federal Reserve, you know, is no more interested in the wellness of America than IBM is.
Right.
Yeah, Alexa, this is John Stadtmiller. The audience that listens to this program, they have been brought up to speed. They understand what the credit system, and it's not only credit cards, it is banking as well. What I like to liken this to, it's the Madison Avenue effect. In other words, we have the private corporation in here, or the private bankers. They've got a plan. The government used to derive their funds from imports and taxes and duties, but we have gotten off of that system. And what was introduced almost 100 years ago was, of course, the fractionalized reserve banking system. It worked well for a little while, but then we saw the greed set in during the 20s, which led to the Depression in 1929, which lasted about roughly 11 years, until our banker friends realized that there was money to be made. So we have a world war, and this was World War One, and then off we go. Now, Alexia, they're well aware of who makes the money. Good, bad, or indifferent, good guys, the guys that wear whatever hat, it doesn't matter to these people. They finance both sides.
Yes.
And the destruction that we're seeing in this country, it's been exacerbated by our government greed.
Yes.
And Alexia, these people are well aware of the problems we have. And I liken the international bankers to the international gangsters. And
that's
Guido.
You know,
yeah, Guido, he's a loan shark on the corner. This has been an open checkbook for this government. They have borrowed not only against this generation, but every successive generation for all time to come. And this is the problem that we face. The United States government right now has to go out hat in hand to borrow $2 billion a day to make this government function while they turn around and take almost 25% of that money that they just borrowed to pay the bankers back their $426 million in interest that they owe Guido right now. And people,
also forgetting one very big piece of this, which is the amount of money we are putting in on a daily basis to finance this very absurd war.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right.
And Alexia, one thing that they never tell you is they tell you about the appropriations of monies that Congress needs to get to keep this war going, but they never tell you about the residual effects to that. In other words, you borrow the money, you're paying interest on that money, and all the associated costs, health care for the veterans that are wounded and maimed, could be dying from depleted uranium, a whole host of health problems, but they never talk about things of that nature. It's just about their discretionary budget and what they need the money for right now to fund this illegal and unconstitutional war.
Well, the other thing is, and I'm hoping I'm accurate on my facts because I wouldn't want to speak out of turn or out of hand. But I remember when George W. was reelected, I was very disturbed to learn that one of the first things he had done was cut $25 billion from the Veterans Administration budget. And you know, we are already seeing the number of homeless vets on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming back from combat in a way they didn't come back from Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And we, again, this is a government that doesn't seem to care about this. And it's, you know, the checks and balance system is so far out of control that in order for things to turn around, it's going to take a radical shift.
Not that I have the answers.
But the fact that we are discussing it, you know, in a dialogue, I was a philosophy major, so, you know, we used to talk about the dialectic method, you know, with Plato and Socrates. And it's really creating a dialogue of, you know, where are the solutions? What are the solutions? Because, you know, back in the 60s, they said you're either a part of the solution or you're part of the problem. And unfortunately, the people, quote, in charge are creating this, they keep digging a hole bigger and bigger. I wonder if we're ever going to get out of it.
Well, and we can't get out from under the current system because, Alexia, I don't have to tell you, you cannot retire a debt with a debt instrument. Guido's juice is still running on this amount of money, and it's not going to stop anytime soon. And the problem that people, and since you're into philosophy, you're more than familiar with the Hegelian dialectic, that the problem has been created by our government. We are being demonstrated on a daily basis, spiraling cost, inflation, the cost of war, the cost of health care, the cost of George Bush's initiatives with prescription bailouts to the tune of almost $17 trillion to the drug companies. This is big business. And Mussolini, during World War II, he said it best. He said, it's not fascism. He says, it is corporatism. When you have the corporations dealing with the corporations, what is left out is the man on the street. And this, you're looking at big business par excellence. This is the game that they have rigged. Now, they've created the problem. We're being demonstrated every day the root cause of this problem. And when we get back, I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about George Bush's solution to this problem that we have to the tune of $150 billion, which, by the way, they have to borrow, and we've got to pay the interest on it. It's not their money, it's ours.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
We have the perfect storm in this country. We have government, the federal government, which in unto itself is a corporation, dealing with the corporations that most people would recognize, such as General Electric or Exxon or whatever the case may be. And then the third part of this unholy trio is, of course, the bankers. And before we went to break, Anita, Alexia, I've got to call Anita right after the program, and I'm looking at my notes. Shame on me. My apologies. We have been set up here, and now we're coming into an election that we're hearing the campaign promises that aren't really resonating with people because they sense that something is very, very wrong. They're losing their homes. The job market is down the tubes. We've exported 80% of the middle class's manufacturing jobs in this country. We have an out-of-control government with its spending, and we're getting campaign promises. Hillary Clinton wants national health care. You know, the people on the other side of the aisle, they want to continue the war under the guise of national security. But we are sinking rapidly, and there is not one of these characters that have come up with a plan that says, look, we recognize we're in trouble, but here's the solution to get out of it. They have none.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, what comes to my mind is, you know, an image I saw last week. It was on a late night news show, and they were showing George W. Bush with Prince King Abdullah, you know, in Saudi Arabia. And it seemed so tragic to literally see what it seemed like our president begging for oil. And as they showed this show, you saw him with this, you know, silly robe that the king gave him. And I think the most disturbing image for me was they were doing an honorary ceremony, but he had a sword, okay? But the sword was not that different looking to me than a machete, okay? And when I think of how after 9/11, our government did everything they could to get the Saudis out so that we could keep this oil relationship going. And then, of course, as we all know, you know, the nationality of the hijackers, and then, you know, which then, of course, always begs the question, why are we in Iraq? I just feel like we've really bottomed out at a place where, you know, as George Bush is leaving office, he's creating more problems for those who are seeking election right now, in, you know, by creating these relationships and begging here and begging there as though as though the audience, meaning the nation, is not smart enough. Unfortunately, I think both of you might agree that what has changed in the last 30 or 40 years is people have become very complacent. People have become almost anesthetized. I call it the American idolization of America.
That's so true.
Everybody's more interested in Sanjaya's
exactly
hairdo.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Literally, more people vote for friggin' Sanjaya.
Right.
And they vote in any election, and so in some ways, you know, I almost say we deserve what we get, but that's not good enough.
Yeah. Well, the problem, Alexia, the problem is that aside from the masses out there not voting, and you know, that is a problem. It is the matrix that's been set up, and you're given a couple of options that if you exercise those options, it's not going to make any difference anyway.
That's when people start feeling apathetic.
Yes.
And what's the point?
And they realize that it has almost become pointless to do these votes. And I think you've had a massive drawing away. And I'm with you. This is a participatory type of government, that the people should be well informed on all issues. They should not get their facts that are skewed, or how should I say, misrepresented.
Written?
Through the medias here in this country. I don't think you would disagree that Fox News has been the biggest supporter of George Bush.
Do you know that Fox News has, as far as I know, Fox News has actually never broken a story? They're not a media outlet. They're an entertainment show.
They're an opinion maker based on, and they'll
that
tell you,
correct.
And their moniker is, we report, you decide. No, in actuality, they report what they decide to report. And then what's really fascinating about this, Alexia, just to see if the public is eating this, they will do their own polls. They'll ask the question to see how well their propaganda is working on their viewers. You're right.
That's the right word.
Yeah, and you're right. It is nothing but propaganda. There is no white paper journalism in this country anymore.
Yesterday somebody had said to me, they said, have you been watching CNN lately? And I said, quite frankly, no, because my father's been on the last couple of days. And somebody says, it's become the Clinton News Network.
Mm.
And I said, what do you mean by that? And they said, well, it looks like, you know, it's pretty clear who they're voting for.
Sure. CNN, the Clinton News Network, or the I call them the Communist News Network. But then you have the neocons that have hijacked Fox. So there we go.
Fox is just, I mean, you can't give Fox any credibility. Unfortunately, people watch.
That's
it's
true.
Entertaining.
That's true.
But to me, it's as entertaining as going to the movies and watching, you know, Wag the Dog.
Mm-hmm. and that's true. And that's part of the problem. And Alexia, I've always given this analogy. If you remember back in the 70s when they first made home computers available to people, there was no operating systems. There was no Vista. There was no Windows. There wasn't anything like that. And you could program your computer only in two different formats, BASIC and Fortran. Complicated, you actually had to become a programmer yourself. If you missed a comma or a dash, you expected results to come back out of that computer that was not forthcoming because you made errors putting it in. Hence the phrase, garbage in, garbage out.
And
this
right.
is exactly what the American people have been suffering with the misinformation they've been given. We'll break. We'll be right back with Alexia Norton-Jones, James Martinez, and John Stadtmiller. This is Cash Flow, folks. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We are back. Alexia, you're familiar with George Bush's stimulus package. Much of the details have not been revealed, but we've been given an overview. It's going to be a stimulus package to the economy of about $150 billion. And I look at this, and it makes me laugh, because the real stimulus package for this country is a sound economy and good-paying jobs. Out of that, you get your tax base. Out of that, you get the support for people earning money, spending money, keeping businesses going. They're shutting their doors right now. People are getting thrown out on the streets. Their job outlook is almost non-existent. And we are in serious trouble. But as we turn to these elections here in 2008, and I don't want to get real political, because these politics we're seeing is another form of farce. You know, you can have your John McCain's, your Romney's, or a Barack Obama, or a Clinton, or a Mr. Huckleberry, as I like to refer to him, from Arkansas.
Like Huckleberry.
Yeah. And none of them have a clue as to what to do about this economy. If they do know, they're not speaking, except for one.
Yeah, there's that's one. And what I wanted to say here for Alexia is, since today is a big representation of freedom and that message that Martin Luther King left, I would suggest that everybody really figure out what that means, freedom, because they're not free. The television that you're listening to in elections, none of them are talking about the money. None of them.
Which is so, a form of slavery, and if there's people in this country that should be...
Absolutely. Slavery is a form of money.
That's right.
Excuse me, slavery. Money is a form of slavery.
Exactly.
And you know something, and this is what's most disturbing to me as I follow the markets and what I read on the financial pages is, you know, the famous saying, you can't solve money problems with money. And when we keep, you know, pouring money in, you know, these subprime loans and everything that has gone run amok, you know, just by pouring money in from whether it's China or Saudi Arabia or wherever, it's not the solution. And so it's almost like the magic idea that if we just print more money, just make more of it, just somehow get more, it'll all be fixed. But that is not a solution.
Yeah,
and so this stimulus package is like a fantasy.
It's designed to make the public out there feel good. It's tantamount.
Yeah, it's a Band-Aid with no healing remedy to it.
Band-Aid with a big, dark abyss and a hole in the middle of it, because it's going to come back and bite everybody in the butt again. And I know, you know, as a woman, this may sound funny, but many of my girlfriends right now, one of the things we do is if we're going out and we're shopping for clothes, it does matter to me, is it made in America? I want to know.
Right.
I want to know that there is job stimulation here. I'm not xenophobic. I'm not anti other countries. But when I see that Americans cannot find jobs, and everything has been so outsourced to the point that it should be alarming if a really nice sweater costs $11. That should be a clue to people. But maybe, you know, the idea of having less, but maybe making better choices in spending.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? It doesn't take, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist or a physicist or Einstein or any of these things. You know, you just greed. It's, you know, it's like that movie Wall Street.
Sure.
You know, where what's-his-face says greed is good.
Gordon Gekko.
Right. Well, we saw what happened to Gekko, but we are still caught up in that fantasy. Listen, you know, I think every person has a moment in their life where they get a little nutty, okay? I one time drove a Maserati car. That thing went one time around the track, and then it died. I knew never to buy something like that again in my life. That was a absurd waste of
everything. And what you were under the and the guise of was the Madison Avenue effect, that if it's flashier and it's powerful, that somehow it's somehow better. That's what America has become.
The moment I didn't even want the car. I didn't even want it. I felt it was something that, you know, people were expecting me to have a certain lifestyle and a certain look and a certain this. I ended up, I don't even know what their politics are, but I ended up with three Fords after that. And, you know, I don't even know if Ford is even made in America anymore.
Yeah.
And this may sound alarming to anybody living in L.A. I don't drive. When we went into Afghanistan, I turned my Ford Explorer in and I got a Ford Focus. When we went into Iraq, I was done. I kept associating oil with the headings.
Well, and here's the trick that, and again, we go back to the mainstream medias, the editorial boards that are seated on the major newspapers in this country. Alexia, we have, and we don't have to go hat in hand to Saudi Arabia, George Bush, and the deal was that we'll give you some weapons if you'll keep the price of oil lower. We don't have to go hat in hand to these people. We have the solution. Up north, we have at the North Slope in Alaska, Gull Island, the wells that have already been drilled. We have enough oil at present consumption rates right now inside this country to fuel this country for the next 200 years, aside from any other gas-saving or energy-saving technologies. We have the ability to generate what we need to generate, but again, it's the corporate little shell game and their cronies in government that are keeping this thing going. And what
I
is...
Also think- think also, if I'm correct, there's oil in British Columbia, there's oil in many places, but there's also, you know, excuse me for saying this, there's also the lie about the greening of America, because everybody's focusing, oh, the greening. I don't know if anybody's noticed the cost of these green products and what they are packaged in.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, if you get caught up in the greening of America, it's one thing to take your, you know, your cloth bag to the grocery store. But if you get caught up in buying, you know, $15 home soap, what are you doing?
That's right.
Right. Exactly. So
yeah, there's one lie laid upon another. And, you know, I worry about Alaska because of global warming and going in there and laying pipelines and what's going to happen to the polar bears. But I more worry about the global relationships we're creating that continue to destroy us a day at a time.
Well, and there is another, and I am not one for harming the environment, because that is tantamount to soiling in your own swimming pool and swimming in it. Okay?
Yeah.
But this thing about global warming, I don't know if people are aware of this or not, but we go through cycles. This Earth has gone through cycles, and it's geologically proven that we have warming and cooling trends. About every 90,000, 100,000 years, we have similar to an ice age. So these are more these are more practical matters, and I'm all for saving the environment. Okay, but not in the package that you're trying to sell. What is behind this is a further...
Trying to terrify us.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's total disinformation set up for the profit margins.
Yes, exactly. So here again is another distraction, whereas Alexia, if we're the modern-day Rome, we're on fire and we're burnt down. But nobody is coming forth with a practical solution, because what drives politics in this country... Is generally speaking, it is the people themselves and what they're educated on. We keep talking about issues during political cycles and all of these. This is a flim-flam, and people, as you pointed out earlier, they're not participatory in this, because they see that whatever they do does not work. The fix is in.
They're disconnected. They're disconnected, and they feel like they have no power because they've been socially conditioned and dumbed down, and they've gone further into debt. So what they do when they're not feeling good is go out and spend more money, and then it all comes to an end.
Yeah.
Well, if people remember also, you know, people always remember Martin's speech, the I Have a Dream speech. But, you know, Martin really began to speak out against, the Vietnam War. You know, really he was – at the very end of his life, he was not – that popular. He was not as popular as he was in 1963. And I guess the politicians right now that are trying to get into office, and the ones that are in office right now, it's all about control and power. Nobody's really looking to increase our freedoms.
That's right.
I mean, in my lifetime, I feel like I've lost more freedoms. And the more he started speaking, the more Dr. King started speaking about freedom and equality for everybody, not just for blacks, he started really ruffling feathers.
Well, what I find...
he started speaking about, you know, no more war, you know, this whole nonviolence approach. I mean, how do you keep people afraid? You keep them afraid with violence.
That's right.
And if you speak about peace, you will terrify, actually, the people who think being a warmonger or a war criminal is a better way to control the people.
Well, and what's really sad about this, and we've been demonstrated this over and over and over again, it's just not incompetence at the government level. It's criminality. Let's call it
for what I'm getting at.
That is so true.
Let's call it what it is. And this is the standard that is being set in this country. Alexia, you know the difference between right and wrong as well as James or I do. These are very basic principles that are tried and true and proven. This is what the government of this country is not practicing. So how then do we expect the corrupted, and not just this regime, there have been many regimes beforehand, setting the example worldwide as to who and what we are and what our true values are?
You know what, I love what you just said about how people know the difference between right and wrong, because the other thing that the world wants us to believe is that we divide ourselves up between, you know, being Muslim or Christian or Jew or whatever,
or black or white or Chinese or whatever.
That somehow everybody else has what my father uses the term, a moral compass. I believe whether you are a Christian or not, everybody knows in their soul, it's like a blood consciousness, you know the difference between right and wrong. You basically do. Everybody does. And for somebody to sort of lie to themselves or lie to whomever their God is and say that they don't, you know, to me is just not acceptable. I think, you know, what is most astonishing is that nobody is standing up and simply saying enough already.
Right. Yeah, and you're exactly right. And mm-hmm. the problem has been, and if I can touch upon this on a cultural note, this is subject matter that people do not want to talk about. And, no. But I do on this program from time to time and in my own program on the network in just a couple hours, the National Intel Report, I see what's going on inside this country. I see what's going on politically. I see that the fires are always stoked between black and white. And these are cultural issues. But when I see, now, these people that I see today, these supposed black leaders in this country, the Al Sharptons or the...
Don't get me started.
Oh, I'm going down
here
this
Here we
road.
Go.
I'm going down
started.
This...
I mean, listen, all due respect to Jesse and Al... Al, I mean, this is the most outrageous thing I could say to Al Sharpton, is when Al Sharpton, you know, he gets on his high horse with everything, but when he got, had Don Imus come on his show after, you know, Don Imus said those egregious words, you know, nappy-headed hoe,
mm-hmm.
all I could say is, who's afraid of his nappy hair? It's Al Sharpton. That man has been conking his hair since the beginning of time.
it's hypocrisy.
Tell the truth.
Yeah, it's hypocrisy. But the
I'm a black woman. I'm biracial, so I always feel like okay, I can sort of say it. And Jesse, I mean, Jesse was part of the civil rights. He knew Dr. King, I believe, for about 3 years. And I'm telling you, I have a running joke where I feel like Jesse, if he could have worn that bloody shirt for a month, he would have. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure whether he was in shock or what, but I'm wondering if he's going to pull it out one day and eBay it.
Right. Well, and
I don't believe black leaders.
Yeah,
are either representing. First of all, Dr. King was not just representing black people; he was representing all people.
But it was made to be a race issue, and you've seen this come up in this campaign. Have you been paying attention to this political fanfare? You know,
yes.
the thing about the Southern flag that had been targeted as a racist symbology. And, yeah, we understand the slavery. We understand what happened in the South. But what started the war between the North and the South was states' rights. And
yes.
This is an issue that they never, ever talk about. Anybody that is in this country for any form of slavery, and I don't care what your lineage or your DNA database is, for anybody to claim that they hold sway or they hold control over another people or a class of people, whether it's economic or based on skin color, it is all a fallacy. These are the things that are designed, just as politics today, to keep us scratching each other's eyes out rather than going after the true enemies of freedom and liberty in this country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the true enemies of freedom and liberty, they are not our forefathers right now. They are the people out there saying one thing and doing something else.
That's right.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know who is going to be telling the truth.
Let me ask
anymore.
You this, Alexia.
You know, Alexia,
all the powerful black leaders or are connected to them. Do they know, I'm just curious, do they know the real story? In other words, what the deal is with the Federal Reserve and what's at stake? Do they know that? Or are they afraid to come out? Or where do they stand on that?
This is my personal opinion, my total personal opinion. I don't believe they really care because the way I look at it, when I look at young black men and young black women, and I can't watch a single one of those videos, when you look at a young black person with those baggy pants and mm-hmm. the oversized clothing and the
sure.
and the gold and, you know, as somebody used to say, can't get away from them chains, and when you look at those images, those are the images of slaves on a slave gang, on a chain gang.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that something has become so lost. Because if you look at the images of those black people who marched in Selma, who were part of the bus boycott, who marched with King, these were people who walked with dignity and self-respect and learned to speak not so much, it was not so much the Queen's English, but it was the English of Frederick Douglass and Paul Dunbar and you know, the great American, black American scholars of our history.
Oh.
And something has gone, excuse the expression, but you know, ass backwards,
yeah.
if I may say.
Well, and you know, I mean, where and Alexia, We're going to have you back because you are a person that gets it. You are a person that understands, and you are not afraid to speak your opinion.
I must say, for the record, for John, for everybody, Alexia, I think you've done a great, great thing coming out and finally speaking. It's great.
Thank you. Well, I always say I'm entitled to, nobody's ever entitled to their own facts, but they're entitled to their own opinions. And, I feel very strong on these matters. I feel very strongly. And I'm very concerned about black Americans. I'm very concerned about, this new lie that blacks and Latinos hate each other, that we're being fed that. And I'm very worried about this country, and I really want to be part of the solution. I want us to start creating, a model and some construct for some of these things to change.
Alexia, the one thing that has to happen if we are to affect real change in this country, that we all agree on a set of rules. The problem that we have had, and this is my analogy, that we as Americans have been playing by one set of rules, but when we walk onto the field, and we have two opposing people that we're going to play this game according to the rules. Both sides are going to play by the same set of rules. We've been playing by one set of rules, but we weren't given the rule book. And we wonder why every time we get our butts kicked well into the bleachers.
You also forget something else. The people who have both sides, they don't care about the people in the middle.
That's exactly right. Let's take this break. We've got a short segment coming up here on cash flow. And we will be right back. This is Charged, folks. What you're listening to today is truth, based on fact, not opinion, fact. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com. BlacklistedHerb.com or call 877-327-0365.
We have about 4.5 minutes left, and Alexia, you're going to have to come back on the program. This has been one of the... I'm sorry?
I say I would love to. I'd love to. And I also want to give a shout-out to my dad, Clarence B. Jones, whose book, What Would Martin Say, mm-hmm. will be published on April 4th of 2008. And, it, you know, if it wasn't for, you know, being the daughter of Anne and Clarence Jones, I wouldn't have this voice. Mm-hmm. They really, you know, I was born into great privilege, but I also like to say I was born into profound poverty. Because the poverty that I was born into was the lie about what it means to be born into privilege.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean that honestly, that if I'd say the happiest people on the planet I've always met are people of middle income. And these are people who are losing everything.
That's right. That's right.
And these are the people that make up America. These are the salt. They are the salt of America.
We are the ones that create the wealth through our sweat equity. We are the ones here in the trenches that are making the money for the people that are enjoying an affluent lifestyle. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no, and there's nothing. And you know something? Yes, there's nothing wrong with it. And the thought that people are, that Americans, educated Americans, it's almost like an education doesn't mean anything anymore, but the thought that educated Americans and even non-educated Americans, but simply Americans, cannot find jobs and cannot meet the needs of their families and get proper health insurance and, mm-hmm. and just take care of themselves and go to sleep at night without, you know, forget about a bomb. They're just hoping they have breakfast in the morning.
Exactly.
That's right.
Or their job is there tomorrow. Or that everything that they're in money, that all their equity or their imaginary credit is the definition of who they are. It is, you know, I don't think for one minute Martin King would think, as I say, is you are your FICO score.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
And I think that America needs to really come back to a center, come back to some place of some sort of a humble and thoughtful meaning of what it means to be American. And I mean it, I don't mean it in the patriotic sense of, you know, just white supremacy. I mean it in the sense of we were a melting pot. We are a country that appreciates everybody and accepts everybody.
And had a constitution.
And we give them...
And had a constitution, which actually we still have, but we've just become a xenophobic, you know, self-hating, selling out, no longer really a democracy, you know, a dictatorship.
We have been taught to hate each other rather than...
build bridges between the two of us, right.
And furthermore, expose those that do not have the average person, and this is the real ideology behind America, is that we are all created equal, okay,
yes.
And that we all have the same opportunities. But the
Absolutely.
Game the game has been rigged, and it is time now for truth and honesty and plain talk among all of us, because we are all on board the Titanic, and she has struck the berg, and she's going down fast.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's time for everybody to know that opportunity is still possible in America.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be controlled by a few titans.
That's right.
That's correct.
Yeah. Ooh, by the way, those titans are interested in war.
And control and their power and the affluence and the privilege that it brings them. And it has been misused.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you for the honor of this gentleman. And I always worry I'm too forthright and forthcoming. But
no,
I
know we love program. It. We love it.
Not
we
on this
it.
Program.
Yeah. You sorry, could... I don't know how to say anything but what I feel and what my truth is.
That is exactly what needs to be done in order to set the new standard for honesty and plain talk in this country. I thank you
so much,
Alexa Norton Jones. And we look forward to having you back again real soon.
God bless
care.
And peace to both of you.
Thank
God
you.
God bless America.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. James, that
yes.
was a very fast hour.
Yes, it was. But it was very important, though. And I'm glad she was there. And I'm glad we could have her.
I'll tell you what. And the influence that she can have, ladies and gentlemen, is like the influence we can have with everybody else. All we need to do is start talking plainly. And let people see that we can be trusted. And there's no hidden motives here. We're all in it together. James, we'll see you tomorrow.
All righty, everybody. Take care, everybody.